A series of homilies on the topic of the kingdom of God. During the first week, we learned that when Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, he was referring not to heaven, but he was referring something to here on earth. He was referring to all the people who would accept God's grace and mercy into their hearts and lives, and who would choose to live lives as his beloved children. And all who do so are then called to baptism and become a member of his church. And so the kingdom of God that Jesus refers to begins here and now in this life. But it's not perfected until we one day reach the kingdom of heaven. But a very important point is that the kingdom of God needs to be accepted by us here and now and lived already in this life. Otherwise, in the next life, there's nothing there to perfect. We also learned that in order to accept God's grace and mercy into our lives, we need to have childlike hearts. Hearts that really trust in God's goodness, the way little children trust in the goodness and love of their parents. Jesus said that week, he said, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. And so that was the first week of these series on the kingdom of God, what the kingdom of God means and how we enter it. The second week, we spoke on the topic of money and wealth, that those who want to be part of the kingdom of God cannot at the same time be attached to money, wealth, in all the material goods of this earth. That yes, we do need to provide for ourselves and our families, but once we have enough, then everything else we have really belongs to the poor. And so people who are part of God's family here on earth are people who are also generous with the poor and the needy. Hanging on to our wealth, wanting more and more, and neglecting the needs of the poor, this is incompatible with being a member of God's family here on earth. Jesus again said that himself in last Sunday's gospel when he told his disciples, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." And so today, the third week, we continue on this whole theme of the kingdom of God. And today's gospel and the homily will focus on the whole theme of service, that people who are part of God's family, part of his kingdom here on earth, are people who are eager to serve others, eager to do good deeds, eager to do acts of kindness. Someone who does not serve others with love and kindness is simply not an authentic Christian. Charity and loving kindness come from the very heart of God, and he shares it with all his children and family members here on earth. And that charity and love is perfected then one day in the kingdom of heaven. And so charity and loving kindness are the hallmark of authentic Christians. The other day, I was reading the words that Jesus apparently spoke to a mystic, and it really touched on this topic very beautifully. And he said these words, apparently. He said, "My dearly beloved daughter, you will know my disciples not just by their faith, but also by their works. It is no use saying that you love me unless you live your faith through your thoughts, words, and actions. When you say you love me, you cannot reject those who call on you for help, those who are in dire need of comfort and support. If you are truly mine, you do not avoid helping others who are in difficulty or in pain. You will always speak the truth. You will never speak ill of another, and you will be the first to bring comfort to the sick, the needy, and those who are searching for truth. You will always place the needs of others ahead of your own needs." And so these words to that mystic really ties in perfectly with the message Jesus gave to his apostles today in the gospel, where he says to them, whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for all. Now, the saints really had a strong sense of this service. They had a really strong, because they were saints, they had this strong desire in their hearts to be people of service. And they actually went out of their way to find ways to serve others. I think everybody knows of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You know, she's world famous. She founded a religious order of priests and nuns that dedicate their lives to the service of the poorest of the poor. And as a result of Mother Teresa's life's work, during her lifetime here on earth, she became world famous. She was interviewed often for newspapers and magazines. She was on countless TV programs. Many books were written about her. She met with kings and queens. She was a friend to Princess Diana and to St. Pope John Paul II. She gave talks before presidents and world leaders, and she even won the Nobel Peace Prize one year from the world. But did you know what she would do each time she went to visit one of her convents around the world? When she had a bit of free time, the first thing she would go is she would quietly and by herself clean the toilets in the convent. And so saints really got it. They looked for ways to perform service and acts of loving kindness for others. Loving kindness and service of others is a real hallmark of a true Christian and is part of everybody who belongs to God's family and his kingdom here on earth. And so I think the gospel today invites us to ask ourselves, do we look for ways each day in which we can be of service to our family, in our parish, in our community? Are we the first to bring comfort and support to those who are sick, the suffering, the lonely, and the poor? When was the last time we consciously and deliberately put the needs of others ahead of our own desires and comforts? These are really good questions to reflect on because based on today's gospel, because Jesus says the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for all. Therefore, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. And so as we pray the rosary each day, let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain for us those graces we need to have a humble heart, one that is really dedicated to the service of others, starting first in our families and then expanding outwards into the church and the community. When you think of it, this was the kind of heart Mary herself had. As soon as she heard that her cousin Saint Elizabeth was expecting a child, Mary set out on a long, strenuous journey in order to go to Elizabeth to help her because Elizabeth was elderly. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months in order just to dedicate herself totally to helping out Saint Elizabeth. And again, at the wedding feast of Cana, when the bride and groom were about to run out of wine, no one noticed except Mary. She was attentive, she saw the need, and she did something about it. May we ask her through our daily rosary to obtain for us that same kind of heart, the kind of humble, loving heart that gives service and kindness to others and actually searches for ways to do so. If we do, we are walking strongly along the road that leads to the kingdom of heaven, and we will know God's peace in our heart more and more.